Get the facts at pestworld.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. I can't believe it. We are on the cusp of another National Football League season, and it opens up with our Raiders and the Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas over at the sports desk, big day and a lot of expectations for these Raiders with new players and a bunch of really good old players. And it all begins tonight.
It's the unofficial beginning of the new season. And, of course, it's usually not competitive, but it's nice to see that the guys are out there. They're in good shape. They're ready to go.
It looks like football.
They're readying themselves for the season.
Yeah.
And it's kind of exciting, I think, for Josh McDaniels because he's basically going home again. It's a little-known fact that he played his high school football at Canton McKinley High School.
Oh, my God.
Right down the street from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, where the game is going to be played tonight. So kind of a homecoming for him. And I think a lot of Raiders fans are excited to see how is the team going to operate under his leadership. Now, we know it didn't go well in Denver in the last few games. That was a decade ago. So I think he's learned a lot. Obviously, he's been working under the greatest coach of all time. Many people figure that Belichick, he should have the name on the Lombardi Trophy instead of Vince Lombardi. But I guess that's a discussion for another day. But we're ready for some football tonight, Kevin. We don't know if the starters are going to play. We know that Trevor Lawrence, the starting quarterback for the Jaguars, is not going to play. So it looks like Jake Luton will be the starting quarterback there, followed by a former 49ers quarterback, C.J. Beathard.
Wow.
Is on the roster. And for the Raiders, we may see maybe a play or two from Derek Carr, maybe not. They haven't committed to that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised to maybe see him do a series or
because it's the Hall of Fame game.
Exactly.
And it's national TV and all of that.
But otherwise, we're going to see backup players. We're going to see Jarrett Stidham. He worked with McDaniels in New England, and he's probably going to be the number one backup. Nick Mullins, another former 49er quarterback, is also on the Raiders roster. So we may see a little bit of him in tonight's game as well.
The big question for me, and I think we may have talked about this the other day, the fact that when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he hasn't played a snap, not one snap, since 2018.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people say, come on, we don't need four preseason games. So the NFL heard that criticism, they agreed with it. And what did they do? They added another game onto the regular season. So now we play 17 games instead of 16 over an 18-week period. And some people were thinking, man, you need to put another bye week in there. So we have two bye weeks. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
And by the way, I need a quick answer on this. Does anybody bet on the Hall of Fame game?
Degenerates.
I wouldn't come within 150 miles of betting on the Hall of Fame game.
With my experience over at the Westgate, and I know a few guys over there,
yeah,
they say in preseason, bet on the Ravens. The Ravens are like 18-0 over the past several preseasons.
Wow.
They do not lose preseason games. So if there's any team that I would even consider betting on in preseason, it would be the Ravens.
That's incredible. More from Gentleman Jim here in just a bit. Coming up, What is in this Inflation Reduction Act that everybody's talking about, that the Senate wants to vote on it next week? We're waiting on the parliamentarian and all of that. Dr. Wayne Weingarten, you'll hear from him. He's the senior fellow in business and economics at Pacific Research Institute. We are getting some expert testimony coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, see a little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215 westbound at Decatur as you make your way to that side of the valley. Remember, those HOV lanes are closed on Interstate 15 both directions. Between Warm Springs and Tropicana, they're installing sensors in that area throughout the month of August, and that should be up and running in the next few weeks. Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Also, on Interstate 15's north off-ramp at the Valley of Fire, that's under repair through tomorrow.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, as the NFL preseason gets underway. The Raiders will play four preseason games in August before opening up the regular season on September 11th in Los Angeles against the Chargers. The Raiders under new head coach Josh McDaniels. The NFL will appeal the ruling that Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson should be suspended six games after 24 women filed a civil suit against him for sexual misconduct. The league is seeking a tougher penalty, possibly a year suspension and a monetary fine. Commissioner Roger Goodell will determine who will hear the appeal and could decide that the decision falls upon himself. The original ruling was delivered by Judge Sue Robinson. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/deliveryinfo.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver packages fast and affordably so you can give your customers what they want when they need it. We're delivering for one-stop shops, mom and pops, pop-ups, startups, retail, wholesale, large scale, small biz, big box, customers, customizers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/delivering.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things we love to do on this program is bring you what I call expert testimony. And we had a chance to visit earlier today with Dr. Wayne Weingarten. He is a senior fellow, and a darn good fellow at that, in business and economics at the Pacific Research Institute. And I had a chance to talk to him, and I asked him about this Inflation Reduction Act. It's scheduled to be voted on next week. And I asked him, what the heck is in this bill?
It's really a bill that takes a few issues from here, a few from there. It's not a cogent policy. It has a few things to give climate on energy. So it has a few tax credits, spending a little money there. It extends ACA subsidies. It throws in a few tax increases that don't make sense. It throws on prescription drug price controls. It expands the IRS. So it's not a cogent policy at all. It's just what tax, climate, and healthcare things that the Democrats can get passed. They threw it into one bill to see if they can get this monstrosity across the finish line.
It's being called the Inflation Reduction Act. Will it reduce inflation?
No. You don't reduce inflation by increasing government spending. They say it's going to reduce the deficit. And the CBO did score over 10 years. It will reduce the deficit if you believe what will happen 5 years from now. But in the here and now, over the next 4 years, it's going to increase the deficit. So there's no economic theory that says if you spend more government money and you increase the deficit, you're going to decrease inflation. So in the near term, it will make inflation worse.
Dr. Weingarten, let me ask you, one of the things that the Democrats are touting about this bill is that it's not going to tax anybody. It's not going to raise the tax of anybody under $400,000. And I guess I'm starting to hear from even Joe Manchin and people like that, well, maybe a little bit it might raise their taxes. What do you see in this bill, the tax increases that are built into this bill?
Well, one of the big tax increases is it's the 15% corporate minimum tax, which is actually they redefine income. So they give all sorts of deductions away to companies, and they know we don't want you to have those, so we're going to throw on this 15% minimum tax. It's really a much higher tax than it seems. But more importantly, when you throw that tax on, the incidence of that burden goes to other places. It's kind of a little bit of an esoteric economic argument, but it is, in fact, in reality what happens. So when you impose these taxes, the cost is paid by everyone. And that's what the government, the JCT, when they scored this, they show that, in fact, most of the costs of this bill will ultimately be paid by people making less than $400,000. So you're not going to see it on your tax returns, but the way you're going to see that is wages aren't going to be going up. Costs are going to be higher. So it's going to be felt by the average person, and it's a direct violation of the president's pledge not to raise costs on people earning less than $400,000 a year.
Dr. Wayne Weingarten is joining us. He is the Senior Fellow in Business and Economics at Pacific Research Institute. Where is the Pacific Research Institute, and what is it you folks do?
So the PRI, we're located in Pasadena, California, but we have offices across California. And we're a policy group that we research a wide variety of issues, tax and budget, macroeconomics, healthcare, energy, environment. And we're looking for free market policy solutions to address all these different types of pressing policy issues.
Tell me how we got into this situation. Did it begin with the COVID relief bill that was touted by Joe Biden and others in his administration? Is that where this whole thing began, this whole inflation thing began?
The inflation came from, one, the Federal Reserve has been printing way too much money. And then with all of the spending that the Biden administration did, and it happened prior to the Biden administration as well, where the government's been spending way too much money, and then the Fed has been buying up all that government debt, which created all of this money that we put out into the economy, and that's just essentially inflationary. So we've been really – the government's been growing too big. The Federal Reserve has been accommodating all of that spending, and the result is the inflation that we're feeling. And we're not going to bring it back under control until the Fed tightens policy, which is doing. And ideally, if the government would reduce spending and introduce regulatory reforms to expand our productive capacity. Until that happens, we're not going to get a sustainable hold over inflation.
The Democrats are trying to argue that this is not a recession that we're in, and that two consecutive quarters of negative growth does not constitute recession. What is recession to you?
Well, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? The bottom line is, I think sometimes we get too caught up with whether or not it's a recession or not. Actually, I kind of like President Reagan's definition. You know, recession is when your neighbor loses a job. A depression is when you lose your job. We are in very difficult economic times. Families are hurting. Budgets are getting squeezed. There's an affordability issue. And in some ways, who cares if economists say this is a recession or not? This is very difficult economic times. Real incomes are declining. Costs are going up. I don't know how else to describe it, but these are bad economic times.
Tell me what happens if we don't pass this Build Back Better light bill that's going to be voted on supposedly next week.
Well, if we don't, that would be the good outcome. Right? If we pass it, we're going to make things worse. We're going to decrease innovation in the economy. We're going to actually decrease innovation in the really important prescription drug industry. So we're getting close to cures for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and muscular dystrophy. And we're going to put those at risk if these price controls come into play. So we're going to avoid that that bad outcome. We're going to avoid the bad outcome of further depressing corporate investment, which we need if we're going to get to better economic times. We're going to avoid wasting lots of money on wind turbines and solar panels that may or may not be the answer to global climate change. So what we're really going to do is avoid a lot of very bad economic outcomes by not passing this tax. And if we pass this Build Back Better light, and if we pass it, we're going to be really harming ourselves.
What precisely will happen? Will inflation go up? Will prices go up? Will the price of a gallon of gasoline go up? What precisely will happen if they do get their way and they pass it?
If they do, what we're going to see is the consumer price index is going, you know, we've been up around 9%. And, you know, it seems to have been peaking. Well, that peak is going to end. So we're going to start to see kind of increased pressure on inflation. So you're going to see that broad inflation persisting, which means our wages are going to continue to grow slower than inflation. So we'll continue to kind of fall behind or even accelerate. So it's going to be subtle, which is part of the problem. There's not going to be this very obvious slap in the face where, oh, I really felt the adverse consequences from this. It's going to be subtle, but it's really just the persistence of these very difficult times that we're in. We're just going to be sustaining that, maybe giving a little bit of a push to it. But we're not going to be working towards getting to a better economic place.
Why are we waiting on this bill? I'm told it's because they're waiting for the parliamentarian to rule. Why is the parliamentarian of the U.S. Senate so vitally important to this legislation?
Because the Democrats are trying to shove this through. And they don't have, in the Senate, you need a supermajority to move legislation to a vote. And there's a lot of very solid reasons why, you know, a protection of minority rights, why you have that. Well, you have 50 senators on the Republican side who don't support this. So they're trying to get around that and force this through by a thing that's called budget reconciliation, which is really just a way to it was supposed to be just a method for tweaking the budget when you needed to, just to get that those budget fixes done quickly. But now it's used as a means to get policy done. So it's really an abuse of that budget reconciliation process.
Good guy, Dr. Wayne Weingarten from the Pacific Research Institute. I love guests that know what they're talking about, and Wayne definitely does that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employee's independence, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Deshaun Watson is the the tragedy that just keeps on giving, again and again. Gentlemen, Jim, you've got the latest on the story that is evolving almost on a daily basis. What's going on?
Well, of course, the independent judge decided to give Deshaun Watson a 6-game suspension, and that was not met with.
And that was Sue Robinson, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sue Robinson, and there were a lot of people that were very, very upset about that. The NFL already said the starting point that they were aiming for the suspension would be 1 year. That's not even close. 6 games, that's only one-third of a season now because they play 17 games. You've got 14 teams that make the playoffs. So you're probably there's a good chance that a team like the Browns could make the playoffs, and he would have some significant playing time this year. So the NFL has decided to go ahead and appeal that 6-game suspension, and they're sending it on to the courts. And now the NFL, Roger Goodell, has appointed former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey to listen to that appeal of that 6-game suspension. So that's pretty much where we are right now.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, the thing is he is guaranteed $230 million on his contract. But the way the Browns did it, they knew that he was going to get suspended this year. So in the contract, they only are paying him only $1 million this year.
What does that come out to?
Now, we put a little calculator to this, and if you
it's called show prep, folks. It's show prep.
If you look at it this way, $1 million per year is $2,739.72 per day, per 24-hour period. That amounts to $9,872 per week. Per week! And that is just the beginning of this whole process.
That is so amazing. Yeah.
It's just...
And do we know how long it's going to take for them to hear this appeal?
Well, it depends on... they want to get this out of the way as quickly as possible. So I would assume whatever the judge's schedule would be, that they are streamlining this to get it heard as quickly as possible. So I would think in the next week to 10 days, we should know something.
And give us the backstory, just for like in 45 seconds.
Well, the whole thing started when Deshaun Watson decided to go and hire his own massage therapists. He went through a list of 66 therapists over a period of time while he was with the Houston Texans. And there were over 24 of them that filed suit against him, civil suits. He made a settlement with 20 of them, but there are still 4 that are going through the civil courts right now.
Wow.
So
amazing.
So that's where we are. It's just a mess. It's not a good look for the NFL, and I do think he is going to end up with a 1-year suspension.
We will see. We will see. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck.
Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center's not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter